This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
January. How do you do? How are things with you? Things are well with us, and therefore we address the issues of the day with confidence and vigor, as Kennedy used to say. Victoria Keelan, Jennifer Horn, Kara Schillen at the controls in our studio in Washington. I'm Doug Steffen with the run-through. Most people now have become aware of who won at the Golden Globes. I'm not sure whether you consider Meryl Streep a winner. She was the winner of the Cecil B. DeMille Lifetime Achievement Award. She spent her time dumping on Trump. And until recently, I thought he would ignore it, but nope.
How could he?
No, didn't do that. He said last time I checked here, let's see here, Meryl Streep, one of the most overrated actresses in Hollywood.
And that was the prediction that I saw on Twitter, that he would call her overrated.
Yeah. So. Well, that's his go-to response.
Doesn't know me, but attacked me last night at the Golden Globes. She's a Hillary flunky who lost big for the 100th time. I never mocked a disabled reporter and would never do that. What was that incident that supposedly, that is something that comes up with regular, and I don't remember who it was that he was supposedly mocking. Does anybody know to whom that reference is made each time it's made?
I don't remember who the reporter was.
I don't remember the guy's name.
But there was and he has said that he wasn't mocking his disability, but he was shaking his arms in front of him on the stage. Didn't look good.
Well, how is that any worse than Joe Biden telling the guy in the wheelchair to stand up?
Well, because they're on different sides of the aisle. I think, you know, I would agree with you. I mean, I think they're both gaffes, and they're both not good things.
Yeah, right. Exactly. All right. So anyway, you would have expected that. We go, I don't know that that's the most important thing of the day. I thought it was interesting that there were a lot of neat things. One of the gaffes was hidden fences. Yep. I thought it was interesting that she pointed out where the nominees were from, the foreign people. You know, if you didn't see this, there was a big thing made by several actors about Hollywood, foreign press, and then that they would be the enemies of the state. Remember that movie that Will Smith was in, Enemy of the State, with John Voight? Fabulous movie.
Yeah, it was a good movie.
I was thinking of that last night as I was listening to these people go through all of this stuff, if they actually thought they could become enemies of the state under the circumstances. They really think it's going to be that bad that they're going to have to worry about. Meryl Streep at the end of her speech says, we've got to keep freedom of the press alive so that they can go after all these guys. Yeah, it would be good. Actually, I would agree with her. It would be nice if we could keep freedom of the press alive, but the press is doing such a poor job. How many people would rate the news media anything other than poor? On a scale of poor, fair, good, excellent, how many people would say, we'll go around the room here. Is it, in your estimation, we'll start with you, Victoria, go from the bottom of the alphabet backwards. Is it that we can classify the press, the news media, electronic and printed press, poor, fair, good, or excellent? Where would you first gut? What is it? First gut instinct.
Irrelevant to me.
Irrelevant.
I honestly don't think about them at all. Mm-hmm. I really don't.
Jennifer,
I don't have a better answer.
Okay, that's all right. I could say pick a word. I was just looking to create a dialogue around those qualifications, but you could.
So if they're irrelevant, then they obviously wouldn't get a very good grade.
No,
from me.
No. All right, well, how about
so
you
the news media as a whole you're talking about?
Yeah.
I'm going to say
fair, good, excellent.
I'm going to say fair, headed towards the direction of poor. I'd agree that, see, for me the problem is that there are a lot of reporters who are trying to do right.
I would
agree. That being said, people, especially in TV and the blogosphere, and actually in print at this point now. Print used to be where you could get pure news, but not really that much anymore. Mm-hmm. Everybody has started wanting to become the story instead of just reporting the story. And right. there are very few journalists.
Megyn Kelly, are you listening?
Yeah. And, you know, my dad was so right years ago. He was talking about a local show in Los Angeles called The John and Ken Show. It's on KFI, which is a big powerhouse talk station
in
L.A.
It's a good show.
And he said what their mistake was is that they became the story. Instead of just, you know, being reporters or commentators on it, they tried to get involved with the story. And I think many times that's what you're seeing reporters want to do now. They want to influence people's thoughts, and they want to become part of the story. And, you know, it's hard when you're asked who are great journalists left. I mean, I can think of maybe five that I would put on that list where I don't know their political sway. I don't know if they're going to be twisting the story for me. And that's pretty sad. So that's why I'd give them a fair for a nod to those people. But otherwise, pretty poor.
But that's that's a cultural shift, though. And a friend of mine, and I will not say his name, but a friend of mine works for Fox News. And when he was hired, he's an excellent journalist. He's worked for CNN. He's worked for other places, too. But they told him, you know, well, you've got the look, too. I mean, he's a really good-looking guy. And they're like, well, you've got the look that we like at Fox. I mean, so if you're going for a look, Megyn Kelly's got to wear a black leather dress. They have to become the stars of the story, or else they don't have the ratings. I think it's a cultural shift that everyone, I don't agree with it, but that's just the way it's all gone. If people Mika Brzezinski looks in the morning, and, you know, and she's kind of stylish, you know, I mean, if they put some Frumpty Dumpty in there, the ratings aren't going to be as good.
I think that's a little different. That's a little different, though. I mean, obviously, yes, that's how people look and how they, you know, what their image is matters in TV news. That being said, you can still have someone like Brett Baer, who I think is actually an excellent journalist. He doesn't really get involved with political stance, who looks good, who's an attractive guy who delivers the news. And I understand that they have to have a certain look, but you still don't know where he stands on the issues. I would use him as an example.
But I think there are a lot of people
like Megyn Kelly who fight with Donald Trump who want to be part of the story.
Poor, fair, good, excellent.
I'll say poor, but I think I just get frustrated because, I mean, I don't like to lump all of the... I don't like the term news media. I don't like to lump everybody in there together because I think, as Jen said, there are a lot of people who are trying really hard to do the best that they can in the situation that they're in. But I mean, a specific instance, I live close to Baltimore. Both my sisters live there. I've been going there my entire life. And so when the whole Freddie Gray thing was going on, I was really frustrated by how they were presenting. You know, they just kept showing the same burning car over and over again. And my roommate used to be a producer for a TV station in Albany. And so I was talking to her, and we had very, very different opinions on what you should do in that case. And, you know, she had the typical, well, they don't really have that much of a choice. If it, you know, bleeds, it leads. And I get so frustrated because, to me, I feel like a lot of journalists go into the business with the
take the easy ride.
Well, I feel like a lot of people go in with the intention of trying to make things better or trying to really show what the truth is, and then they get pulled into this thing where, like, oh, well, we just have to, this is the way it is, we just have to do it. And I feel like that's not the point of a journalist. I feel like the point of a journalist is to make a difference and investigate things and actually show what's going on, not just show what people want to see. And I have trouble believing that what people really want to see is everything bleeding, you know, like that's why I don't watch the news on TV because I get so tired of everything
it's
being
so
negative.
It's so easy to do that. It's just so
It's so frustrating because I just want a fresh take. I just want someone to show a different opinion instead of going to every news station and saying the same thing.
I don't know if that's what you mean. A different opinion isn't what it sounded like you were saying earlier. Give me the facts. I don't want your opinion. I want to know what you think.
No,
give me the facts.
So what I mean by that is I don't want their opinion. A different opinion. I want a different view of something. Every story has multiple views. Mm. And, you know, I could tell something one way and you could tell something the other way. I want the facts, but I want people to be able to look and say, well, okay, this is what happened, but maybe this is why. I don't know.
You want a different angle and a fresh angle on it. Well, that's why bloggers are so prominent now across all different, you know, areas of news.
Well, because things are gray.
That.
You have people talking about the news. I'm looking at some of the tweets about what Meryl Streep said last night. Meghan McCain posted, at Meghan McCain, this Meryl Streep speech is why Trump won. And if people in Hollywood don't start recognizing why and how, you will help him get reelected. Sean Hannity posted, this is exactly why Hollywood is dying. What about you hypocrites? Sex, violence, and drivel rule Hollywood. I'm turning the channel. And, you know, there's something to be said. I those are the two most prominent I saw that were quickly responding to it. It's just really very interesting how people take all of this stuff. And what does it do? I don't disagree with Sean, by the way. I think there is a lot of crap that's coming out of Hollywood.
Yeah, everything that's nominated is considered. I mean, it's depressing. I mean, everything that is nominated has some sort of tragedy to it.
No, La La Land didn't. I don't think.
Right.
La La Land
that's the exception. But that's the one that won. Who knows if the Oscars will nominate it because it's a musical. So
yeah, right. But it is really interesting. We were talking earlier. I was looking at stats on new TV shows. Maybe I should say this for the TV report in the next half hour, but it fits here. Last year, 455 new television shows were on the air. 455 new. Remember, there's over 500 cable channels, and they all have, how many, that doesn't include even Amazon, Netflix, and whatever else is being created out there. But 455, can you imagine?
Three of them stick around.
Right, but you can't find a studio in Los Angeles. The studios are running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week that are here, and to the point where they got to go, you know, they all say we got to go to Canada because it's cheaper. That's not why they're going to Canada. They're going to Canada because they can't find any room here.
For the space.
Yeah, there's no space. Yeah. Everybody's using warehouses and places to build sound stages to create these shows is really pretty amazing.
Georgia, North Carolina, Louisiana, Shreveport, they're huge filming areas now.
18 past the hour with DJV.
When you've been married for 45 years, you begin to
finish each other's sentences.
Like how Kmart is now
a preferred Medicare Part D pharmacy with
copays as low as a dollar, which means we save lots of money. So I can finally build that
woman cave in the basement, Loretta's lair.
Wait, what?
Oh, you heard me.
Head to Kmart Pharmacy today for Medicare Part D copays as low as a dollar. Kmart Pharmacy accepts most Medicare Part D plans and is preferred in many. Visit any Kmart Pharmacy for details or go to kmartpharmacy.com to find a location nearest you.
Jim owns a gym, and his personal trainers love printing fitness plans. But it takes more than love to run a business, like ink, lots of ink. That's why business owners like Jim go to Office Depot Office Max, where for a limited time, you can buy any HP ink cartridge and get the second one 40% off, online or in store. Because at Office Depot Office Max, we're here for you and the work you love. Office Depot Office Max, gear up for great. Ends January 14th, limit 2. Multi-packs count as one.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
And now, Geico Saving Stories. Nikki Peasley was happily married to Scott. However, something between them changed after Scott spent 15 minutes on Geico.com.
Constant gifts, chocolates, flowers, like he discovered a cash tree.
Cash tree, indeed. Unbeknownst to Nikki, Scott had saved hundreds of dollars on their car insurance by switching to Geico.
His gifts never stop.
Geico, spend 15 minutes and 15% or more in savings could be gifted to you.
At Discover, we believe anniversaries should be a time of celebration, not obligation. That's why we think annual fees are ridiculous. And now just for giving us a try, we're going to give new card members a one-year anniversary gift they'll never forget. At the end of your first year, we'll match all the cash back you've earned dollar for dollar. No caps and no catches, because we know if you try us, you'll like us. And that's worth every penny. Try it and believe it at discover.com/match. Cashback match offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. But even today, there's still one path to success that only requires a dream and about $10. Because if your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. Right now at Vistaprint, you can get 500 customized high-quality business cards for only $9.99. That's $9.99, and your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed. Just go to Vistaprint.com, use promo code 5000 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 5000.
Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Tunes from the 1980s, if I remember correctly. Whoa, 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 whoa. All right, it's 23, almost 24 after the hour. Music in the news, musical stories, music referencing some things that are going on with some of our musical stars in this portion of each hour. Cher has decided to take her Flint water protesting up a notch. Good for her. There needs to be a whole lot more focus and pressure on these people in Flint, Michigan. She's been very vocal about this whole situation. She donated a lot of money to get bottles of water to the community. Said, quote, it was a tragedy of staggering proportion, adding it's, quote, shocking that it's happening in the middle of our country. It really is.
Yeah.
It is. It's just over the top what it is. That, I mean, people say, you don't understand. What the hell is there to understand? There's people that are just drinking lead. That's what has been going on for way too long, and they're so slow to fix it. So she's bringing her story to her followers on Twitter. And by the way, she's got about 3.5 million Twitter followers. The Lifetime Network is going to produce a drama about the water crisis. Cher is going to star as a woman affected by the crisis. That's going to be very interesting. I think she's quite a credible actress, too, don't you?
She is, yeah. I love her in movie roles. I wish she would do more of them.
Yeah. The script is based on the story from Flint that was actually originally in Time magazine. Critics jumped online and tweeted at Cher over the weekend that a movie should not be made before the problem is solved. You dumbasses, that's the whole point. You haven't fixed it yet. That's why there needs to be
people
a movie.
Attacked her over the weekend. It was brutal.
It's amazing how many people want the status quo because they don't want to get their butts in a sling.
I guess,
All right, so, but Cher tweeted back that she was upset by the reaction the movie was getting. Said she reached out to the mayor of Flint to gauge how the locals there felt. She tweeted, quite upset last night, texted my friend Karen. Karen's the mayor of Flint. She said the people of Flint are happy their truth will be told and that they are not forgotten. Because it really isn't, it wasn't the mayor so much as it was the governor who booted it.
Well, yeah, and knowing Cher and all the money that she's donated, I would think that if there were any kind of profits from the movie, then they would go to the town. Yeah. I'm assuming she's not going to be profiting off of this.
No. Right, of course not. And right, then I think it will bring a lifetime, you know? Yeah, I mean, and it'll bring a renewed interest as well to the problem.
I've always had interest in it. Not much you can do about it other than make a lot of noise. Use the bully pulpit. All right, next up, musically, Foreigner with a big announcement. Their 40th anniversary tour will take place this summer, calling it a family affair. Mick Jones, the founder of Foreigner, has said that the other acts that will be on the bill bring back some of those who have gone away. They're going to start in Syracuse on June 11th with his pals Cheap Trick and former drummer Jason Bonham and his band. Mick says original Foreigner members Lou Gramm, Ian McDonald, and Al Greenwood will be on select dates as well. They're not on the whole tour, but there'll be some of their appearances. It's the right time to do this. I'm looking forward to it, see how it goes, and I'm sure it will go well, so he said. I think it's fitting at this point that we do this. I'm proud of everything we've done and what we've achieved and of how the new band has fought back for me for the heritage of Foreigner. How many people in here are Foreigner fans? Raise your hands, please.
Not too much.
No, not big. But there are strong.
I didn't know they were New Yorkers. I thought either. Foreigner was a foreign band.
Foreign.
Like, I thought clearly they were from China.
I thought they were British.
I actually thought they were Dutch or something. I don't know why.
Okay, but so not the only one.
We're all wrong. Yes, right. But they're back plying their trade this summer for those of you who are Foreigner fans. That's the story. 28 minutes after the hour here with DJ B.
I want to know what you're doing after the show.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, there are millions of pets put to sleep every year, most of which could be adopted, meaning that they are healthy, loving, caring animals that would be great in a home, not sick, not dangerous at all. Unfortunately, there simply aren't enough people who are adopting these animals, and there aren't enough shelters to keep them if they don't have a home. But don't judge a personality while they're behind bars. When you go to the shelter, look beyond that. Ask one of the people, one of the staff at the shelter, if you can take the dog or cat out and bring it to a calmer, quieter area. Let's take a look at it from your pet's point of view, or a dog's point of view, or a cat's point of view. They're picked up, they're dropped off at the shelter, it's a new place, dogs are barking, people running by, loud noises, they're scared, they're panicking, they're anxious, and of course you're not going to get a good feel what that dog or cat's all about. So before making the choice, ask to take the dog or cat into a quiet area, get to know it, spend some time with it, and there's a good possibility you'll be leaving with your next best friend, because you will find them at the local shelter or Humane Society. I'm Warren Eckstein.
It's Sam Adams. We're constantly improving who we are, what we do, and how we brew. We may craft over 60 styles of beer, but it's Boston Lager that has captured the heart of America since 1984. With its deep amber color, caramel notes, and signature hop character, what better to have in your pint glass? Sam Adams Boston Lager. Pursue better.
Boston Beer Company, Boston Mass. Drink responsibly.
Geico presents Unanswerable Questions.
Why are yawns contagious? What makes some ketchup fancy? Or the big one, why doesn't everyone switch to Geico and they could save 15% or more on car insurance? However, you could be a part of the answer by switching to Geico and saving hundreds for yourself. Money you could use to purchase bottle after bottle of the fanciest of ketchups.
Geico, the answer.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Is there a stock market bubble in the making?
You need an early warning system for your investments because you work too hard to be surprised by your money. Now, guarding your wealth has never been easier. Introducing WealthGuard from OnTheMarkMoney.com, an early warning system that tracks all your accounts. WealthGuard lets you know in advance if your accounts are dropping. It works for all accounts, whether you work with us or not. Get WealthGuard today, 100% free. Go to OnTheMarkMoney.com. That's OnTheMarkMoney.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
I got that sunshine in my pocket, got that good soul in my feet. I feel that
the state of the union is strong. At least it is, as far as I'm concerned. State of my union, your union is good. You are unified with us on DJV, Doug, Jen, and Victoria. Kara Schillen at the controls at 34 after the hour Monday. Let's fast backwards to this date. 1964 is the year. President Johnson is in charge. He brings to the surface an outline of a vast program of economic and social welfare legislation called the Great Society. I remember this almost as if it were yesterday. The War on Poverty is how it was subtitled. The high national poverty rate at the time was 15%. So from that time to this time, the Economic Opportunity Act and lots of other legislation that has established that agency to oversee the federal funds that are usually $24, $25, $26 billion a year. So would you like to know what the poverty rate is today? That was this date, 1964. So fast forward to January the 9th, 2017. Do you know what the poverty rate is in America? That is people who live below the poverty level, which is $34,000 a year. The average income in our country is $49,000, I think to $54,000, somewhere in there. But the
household
poverty rate, remember that back on this date, in 1964, it was the poverty rate was 15%. So what is it today? Anybody know?
I'm going to say it's probably the same.
Exactly the same.
Yeah.
Yep. Like the war on drugs. We have more money being spent to combat drugs and more money being spent on drugs now than ever before. Another government boondoggle. Why wouldn't it work? Was it well thought out? I don't know. I don't remember. Most of what Johnson did, I found anathema from the war on up and down. He was one of the worst presidents. Not as bad as Bush and Obama, but pretty bad in my lifetime anyway. And this is one of the things that haunted him. That's why I didn't seek re-election. The Vietnam War was the worst thing, but this thing was so expensive and continued. And, you know, what people say about they're going to change Obamacare or the Affordable Health Care Act, that's what everybody said about the war on poverty and the Great Society. But guess what, boys and girls? Every single one of those programs is still in place. Once you create a bureaucracy in Washington, it's like chiseling into the ice. It just is almost impossible to change. Let's see what luck these people have at trying to change that here as they get themselves into orbit soon. Speaking of being in orbit, those people are on the West Coast, East Coast, all through the country, about as bad. This is the worst storm that I can remember here, Jennifer, in the 23. This is my 23rd winter here, I think. Yeah, 23rd winter. I remember looking at the forecast for this kind of stuff. It's pouring rain here in Los Angeles, but it isn't. You know, maybe we'll see some slides along the PCH and some other places. It won't affect us like it. My God, look up in Northern California and all the way over as far as Reno. Evacuations galore. And this is 15 inches of rain today.
Woo! Yeah, it's huge. They call it the Pineapple Express, the storm.
Yeah, because it came over from Hawaii. Big Pacific storm.
It is just dumping rain out there. I mean, it's taking every shred of my being not to just want to crawl up into my bed. I would love it if I didn't have to go anywhere today, but
yeah, it was a great day to sleep.
The schools are all going back in because the LA Unified had an extra week after the New Year, so the schools are going back in. Traffic is going to be a nightmare today.
Why did they have an extra week?
Don't have any idea. Can't explain it, don't know, but they go back to school today, and it's going to be a mess.
Yeah, I think you're right about that. Okay, let's celebrate somebody who's 105 years old today. Ready for this? His name is Robert Marchand, and over the weekend he set a new world record when he cycled 14 miles in an hour as he turned 105 years old. That was his present to himself for his 105th birthday. He pedaled 14 miles, and this was a new world record for somebody that age. Wearing a purple and yellow cycling suit, a pink helmet, and yellow glasses, he completed 92 laps at the Velodrome National, which is an indoor track near Paris that's used for cycling events. He set a new record for this age group. Who would have thought that anybody... What the record would be. I would have thought he'd been the first guy that ever did this.
That's actually really interesting that he did it at a velodrome. Have any of you ever been to a velodrome or watched the indoor races at the Olympics? Because it's literally, I mean, it's like an inverted dome. So it's wider at the top, and then it's a really steep hill towards the bottom. So normally, like racers, they start at the top, and then they kind of ride down towards the bottom, and it's a really steep hill. So I would think that would be dangerous.
It'd be 105,
and it's like concrete that it's made of.
Yeah,
that'd be scary.
Wow, that's really something. God love the guy.
Yeah.
Isn't that? I mean, think about what you have planned for yourself. I'm thinking I might live to be 105. Or you think I get on a bicycle and go take a ride?
Jen's goal today was she just wants to take a nap. I mean,
I know. I woke up and I said, I just want to take a nap.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Mine too.
Congratulations. God love that guy. We love people like him. All right. You'll be happy to know, as we look forward to the inaugural, which is the 20th, right? Friday?
Mm-hmm.
The 20th. So the balls and the galas and everything will be the 20th.
Think Friday Will Smith is coming?
Saturday morning. Merrill probably won't be coming down.
No, skipping, I think.
I'm going to guess. Yeah, right, exactly. So anyway, one of the things that's being done by people who are not Trump supporters, I don't really even know where this comes from. I guess I don't know where Trump is and his people on legalization of marijuana. Anybody know?
Well, I think the point of what you're about to say is he hasn't said anything about it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so they try to push
really
him
strong.
Into something.
I mean, he is not a fan of drugs and alcohol. He doesn't do them.
No.
He doesn't. He's never had a drink of alcohol.
I'm betting his kids have had a puff here and there.
They say no. But who knows? I mean, I think if there was a lot of evidence to that effect, it would have come out.
Mm-hmm. All right, so anyway, the reason I'm telling you this story is because there are going to be 4,200 joints rolled and distributed for Donald Trump's inauguration, given out free in Washington at 8 o'clock on Friday the 20th. 8 in the morning, go to DuPont Circle. That's a good place, man. If you've ever been to DuPont Circle, you know that that's a perfect place for this to be taking place.
Who's paying for all of this? Because I don't buy weed very often, but I imagine that 4,200 joints is not cheap.
Well, this is the
homegrown D.C. weed.
Weed, Adam Eidinger is the activist who works with the, what is it? I'm not sure what DCMJ, what does that mean? District of Columbia Marijuana Joint Project? Whoever.
Something, that's probably it.
They got 4 pounds of marijuana. You can get 4,200 joints out of 4 pounds of marijuana?
Well, joints are pretty skinny,
Wow. Okay, so what's legal in the DC is you can have 2 ounces of grass anywhere in the city, so long as you're holding the 2 ounces or less, you're not violating any laws. They want they want both the people who support Trump and protesters who don't like Trump. If you're going to go to the speech, you're going to be on National Mall. You'll feel the federal marijuana laws should change. Then you should light up. You should smoke and protest.
What do you bet President Obama and Bill Clinton will be on this? Do you think? I think Obama and Clinton might need a little help getting through the inauguration ceremony. So do you think that maybe they might be part of this event?
I think Hillary needs to have a big fat joint. It's going to take a lot for her to get.
Hillary's running for mayor of New York. Did you know that?
I heard that.
Hillary's going to run for the mayor of New York.
Interesting.
Easily win. I think
she'd
win.
Oh, for sure.
Easily.
She wouldn't even need to do anything. Just put her name in and that's it. Yeah,
that's it. She's done. Okay, television report up next. I suppose we ought to have a little bit more on the Golden Globes. I'll just give you a little. For those of you who didn't see it last night, Jimmy Fallon took a sleeping pill, and Meryl Streep picked up the slack. So said one of the blogs I'm looking at. Anyway, whether you saw it or you didn't see it, I don't know how much you missed, other than La La Land did a very good job. Well, let's talk about it in a minute. It's 43 past the hour here.
Delivery from Staples.
Staples guy. More storage bins? Great.
Yeah, and you saved a ton with Staples' 110% price match guarantee.
I am resolved to getting organized this year. Now everything is boxed up and put away.
Whoa.
What was that?
Oh, no. I boxed up Paul again.
Resolve to get organized and get 20% off select office supplies. Staples. Make more happen.
Applies to regular priced items only. Excludes ink and toner. Other restrictions may apply. Ends 1/14/17. Staples will match prices for items from retailers with online and retail stores and refund 10% of difference. See store staples.com for details.
You're not wired to have a response to this sound. You're neutral to it, and you can hear it repeatedly without feeling anything. But when we introduce a new stimulus, save the food, we've achieved pulling a natural or inborn response from you. Save the food. Why are we doing this, you may ask? Save the food. Because this ad is trying to change the world's behavior through brainwashing. Because 40% of all food in the U.S. never gets eaten. Save the food. And that costs a family of four $1,500 a year. Save the food. Cha-ching. It's worsening climate change through the release of methane gas. Save the food. Cha-ching. And it's wasting precious natural resources like our fresh water. Save the food. Cha-ching. So when you hear this sound, don't be neutral. Rethink your behavior. Cook it, store it, share it. Just don't waste it. For tips and recipes, visit SaveTheFood.com. Brought to you by NRDC and the Ad Council.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Set up multiple local numbers to give your business the appearance of being local, no matter where your office is. I also recommend adding a toll-free number to make it easy to serve national customers. There are some 800 numbers, but you can also have an 877-866 or 844 toll-free vanity number that makes your number easy to remember and promotes your business. Keep listening for more ideas here and visit grasshopper.com.
There was 57 channels and nothing on.
All right, here we are at 46 past the hour, TV report time. Before we get to La La Land and what people watched last night, I thought it was interesting to follow the speculation that broke out over the weekend. The soap opera Days of Our Lives, which has been on NBC for, what, 34 years?
51 years.
How much? 51?
Yeah, 51 years.
Wow. Well, those of you who like the... This will give you one more thing not to like about Megyn Kelly, if you like soap operas, because NBC says that, as a matter of fact, there's a story in People magazine this morning. Several cast members have been told that this is the end of the series. This is just pretty amazing. According to the
I cried when All My Children ended. I watched All My Children on ABC forever. It ended a few years ago, and it was devastating. I mean, families grow up. This was a commonality between grandparents and daughters and grandkids, and just so sad.
So Megyn Kelly is supposedly going to do another news show. We need another news show like we need another ear. And just one of the major television stations in Boston, the NBC affiliate, which is WHDH Channel 7, dropped their affiliation with NBC so they could go pretty much 24-hour news and syndicated programming, because they said what they gave up to the network in terms of inventory and what they had to pay wasn't worth it. So they wonder how much of a trend that will start. They've already started. They do local news starting at 4 in the morning with the same thing over and over and over and over again. One of the reviewers said he started watching at 4 the first day. He saw the same story on the top of the hour every hour until their 11 o'clock broadcast. It was the same thing all day, all day, all day,
on repeat,
all day.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Well, listen, people don't have to watch it. See what that leads to.
Well,
anyway,
it's good for doctor's offices, some dentist's offices, anyone with a TV, airports, that's about
it. Yeah. By the way, we haven't talked about that Fort Lauderdale thing. We ought to talk about that a little bit. The People versus O.J. Simpson did pretty well on the Golden Globes last night, didn't you think?
Yeah, it won for Best Miniseries, and Sarah Paulson won for Best Actress. I mean, I don't watch a lot of the obscure, well, I guess it's not obscure anymore, but I'm a network girl, so this was one of the only cable series I watched. And I thought it was fantastic. I'm really glad it got recognized. I mean, several of the actors were nominated, and it was fun to see the cast there. Sarah Paulson, I thought, gave a nice speech as well, thanking Marcia Clark for the inspiration.
Yeah.
No,
I thought Goldie.
OJ. No.
I wonder. Yeah, no thanks to OJ. I wonder. I thought I thought Goldie Hawn was drunk at first, but apparently it was just because she didn't see
it. Yeah, by the way, she looks fantastic.
She had
so
a face
great.
Job.
Looks amazing. Whatever she did, she looks
I
great.
Thought the best part of the night may have been Steve Carell and Kristen Wiig. Are they married, or does it just seem like that?
No, they're just
like
funny.
That. Yeah, it was nice. I thought that was a good touch. All right, what else we got? Jen, you watched that last night, so what's up?
Oh, yeah, I watched the whole thing. The great thing about the Golden Globes when you're on the West Coast is that it starts at 5.
Yeah, early, 5 o'clock.
Right, yeah, and there's usually nothing I get to watch past 8 o'clock, but I was able to watch the whole thing.
Yeah.
You watched it too, right?
I did, pretty much the whole thing. Yep.
All right, so tonight on TV, football season, as we talked about, professional season's coming to the end. College season is doing the same, and the football national championship for college airs tonight at 8 on ESPN. Alabama Clemson squaring off to find out the ultimate victor. Also, The Odd Couple returns to CBS at 9:30. And this is a new show on ABC called Big Fan. It's hosted by Andy Richter. It's adapted by Jimmy Kimmel from a segment on his show. In it, a celebrity goes up against three super fans to see who knows most about the star's life. So the fan of the star or the star themselves. Tonight's subject is Matthew McConaughey and Green Bay Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers.
10 before the hour.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME11 to 42424.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Weekly visit with Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who is a cardiologist, medical director at Lake Cardiology down in Florida. And with the passing of Debbie Reynolds and the passing of her daughter, it would seem that there is more reason to focus on the cardiovascular system, women and heart disease, which is becoming more and more of a problem in our country. We all kind of know, with Carrie Fisher anyway, her heart problems come from her abuse of drugs. Then her mother dies of a stroke at 84. So what do we know anything specifically about what went on in their bodies, or is there just a general focus? Is this a warning, or is this a good way for women to take stock of how they are caring for themselves when it comes to their heart and circulation, their circulatory system? Ken?
Boy, not much thunder left after that.
Yeah, go ahead. Take some thunder.
You know what the number one threat to good health for all women is, right?
Yeah.
It's not breast cancer.
No, it's heart disease.
Exactly. 1 in 8 American women will get breast cancer, Doug, but 1 in 3 American women will get heart disease. 60,000 women die of breast cancer each year, and 500,000 women die of heart disease each year. 1 in 2.5 American women who die of heart disease, stroke, and other cardiovascular diseases, compared to 1 in 30 who die of breast cancer. And cardiovascular disease kills twice as many women as all cancers. And since 1984, more women each year have died of heart disease than men. So this is a huge problem for women. So many are surprised about Carrie Fisher dying at a relatively young age, but those who are in the field are not surprised. So women, know your risk factors. You need to know your blood pressure, your weight. Hey, you probably know that. Your cholesterol. And you also want to know your blood sugar. Also, don't smoke. Get down to ideal body weight. Eat a healthy diet. After the doctor says it's okay, get into a good exercise program. And stress, mental stress, is almost as bad as smoking cigarettes. And you have to get that out of your life. And the next day, Debbie Reynolds dies. And what killed her? It's fairly obvious. It was the stress. There's no bigger stress than losing a child. And her son even noted that. They were staying at the son's house. And you have to get, do what you can. It's not worth it. Just try to detach. Go do something fun. Get into yoga. But mental stress, and there's good evidence to show this, is almost as bad as smoking cigarettes. Don't overdo it with alcohol. And the last thing, sleeping is so important. You need to get at least 7 to 8 hours a night, or as much as you need to be rested.
Mm-hmm. So the old word to the wise is sufficient here. Carrie Fisher, the kinds of drugs can take a horrible toll on your circulatory system, right?
Without a doubt. You know, you see younger and younger people having heart attacks. Mm-hmm. You have to really think about drugs. You know, in the age 20, it's not going to be a congenital heart problem. It's probably going to be, unfortunately, drugs. So, you know, do you really want to give it all up for drugs?
All right. So let's talk about, and this is a practical extension and a good focus for those who have high blood pressure, which does cause strokes. If you're not on to the Super Beats program, you're silly. Ken's going to tell you why.
Well, Super Beats is a great way to get nitric oxide. It's the number 3 gas in the body. 1988, it was discovered. 1998, the Nobel Prize. That's why many of the doctors were out of medical school by then. They don't even know about it. We don't teach the patients about it, but you need nitric oxide. I recommend everybody testing your level. There's a physiologist from Baylor who's come up with these test strips. You just put a little saliva on it. You look at the color, and you can figure out if you have enough nitric oxide in your body. If you don't, from head to toe, things won't be working properly. Nitric oxide is carried by the red blood cells that also carry the oxygen. And first, the red blood cell sprays the vessels with nitric oxide so they open up like a garage door opener so the red blood cell can get in and deliver the oxygen.
Get your Super Beats at 800-655-4183. Take Ken's advice. 800-655-4183.
Hey, it's Alan Taylor here. I want to tell you about a brand new video series I'm co-hosting with my buddy Scott Duffy. It's called Business and Burgers, presented by Microsoft. The show travels across the United States, and we're in search of the best burger in America and a side of great business advice, too. Business, sports, celebrities, and food collide in an interview-style format with noteworthy entrepreneur guests sharing the secret sauce that it took to build prosperous, game-changing companies. Follow us online on YouTube, social media, and at businessandburgers.com. Go check.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him? Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Seine, The Journey of the Conspiracy Analyst, author C.L. Hendman ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreontheseine.com. That's S-E-I-N-E.com. bookstoreontheseine.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.